That's a vibe. She wanna vibe. That's a vibe. Yeah. That's a vibe. It's a vibe. That's a vibe. Yeah. Yeah. That's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe. And that's a vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's oh, what up, Talk About Cheese in the building? Jersey, all right? About to get started, but right now we vibing. What's up, Ume? What's up, everybody? I am your boy, Jersey. Welcome back to Black Culture The Breakdown.
Yes!
All right, today is not an expected day. Let me just kind of clear it up. First of all, what's up, MICU? GA Entertainment's on here. What up?
Yes.
So Kirk from Floribama Shore is supposed to be on today. Unfortunately, due to some emergencies, not able to be on tonight, but we are gonna get you Rodney and we're gonna get you gospel artist. Oh my bad. GA Entertainment.
Yes.
Okay. So we are definitely going to have a great time tonight. We're talking about everything reality show. But first we're gonna get our boy Algin on the live and we're gonna get this show cracking. Feeling though, drop in the comments below how y'all feeling. What's up, MICU? What up? Hey,
fool, man.
Oh, what up, bro?
What up, man?
What's going on, Algin?
Chilling. What's going on with you?
Man, first of all, shout out to Algin's hair. Algin's hair is winning, okay? I'm loving the hair, bro.
Appreciate it, man. You know, I try to do a little something, you know, just a little something, try to switch it up every now and then. So, but I, you know, this is my first time doing something like this.
You know what? Listen, I'm telling you, it fits you like a glove, all right?
Yeah.
So definitely keep that. Yo, drop some fire emojis if Algin's hair is really kicking tonight, all right? I gotta show my boy some love because that's what's about reinventing yourself and staying fly in the face of adversity, okay? Let him know.
Appreciate it, man.
So, man, welcome back to Black Culture, man. You know, we like family on here. I want to talk to you about a few things. We are, like, in this new phase, in this new chapter. Do you feel like that? Like, that even from 2020 into 2021 and then kind of going into, like, the mid of 2021, doesn't it all feel like different phases? It almost feels like these days just mushed together. You don't even know what day is. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no more. But it's just basically just kind of going with the flow and just being ready for the next phase in your life. Talk to us about what you feel like that transitional period feels like for you.
It's really, honestly, it's a weird type of feeling. I mean, when you think about it, time waits on no one. So it's just constantly going. And that's why everything seems so bunched up. And it's like, you know, you have these different days where you're getting mixed up because, I mean, it's a lot that's going on in the world today. And I think the more that we do within the, you know, the world, the faster time goes by. And so it really catches us off guard. It's been a lot that's been happening. And just thinking about we're in the year 2021. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't even think we would live to see 2000.
You didn't think that?
No. Why? Because it was like the year 2000. When you think about 2000, you're thinking about, first of all, you're thinking about like the cartoon, you know, the Jetsons where, you know, they show the future and everything. So I'm thinking if we did get past 2000, we'll be finding cars and spaceships and stuff and everything. But it just goes.
Jetsons?
Huh?
Like the Jetsons?
Yes, exactly. But it just goes to show that time is moving and we cannot stop time. We can't control time because it's going to continue to move whether we pause or not. And so, you know, it's like, you know, and I know that's like kind of random, but it all goes in with, you know, everything that's just like happening, you know, from, you know, that type of stuff to now dealing with, you know, history repeating itself again.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
History does repeat. And they say if you read and you understand history, you can tell the future because it goes out in a loop and it goes around in a cycle. And you have to understand that energy really just is transferable. And if it happened before, it happened again. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way that it is. It's like people say they die and they feel like they're when like somebody else is almost like reminiscent of them. You ever feel like that? Like, oh wow, it's like not the same person, but it is the same person. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not by coincidence. Definitely. I appreciate you, you know, shedding some light on that. So talk to me about whatever that transitional phase is, right? Like you've been running GA Entertainment. By the way, shout out to you.
Yes.
Shout out to Thank you, man.
Okay. You're moving into this new virtual space. You're in this new space where you're like, all right, it's not how it used to be. And I'm now learning how to even get more tech savvy with the IG and learning how to be more productive with making brand collaborations and networking through a virtual world, right? Because, you know, just meeting somebody on the street no more, you got to connect with people in the
world,
right? Now, how is your business or how has your business made a change since this new transition?
First of all, it really took a lot of thought to put into this to make this change. It in reality, it is still Gospel Artist Entertainment, but we decided to change it to GA Entertainment because we don't want people to focus on the word just gospel. Because when they focus on the word just gospel, they put it in a box where they feel like that it should only be gospel based, which our platform was not intended to be just gospel, but inspiration overall. Just, you know, gospel being a main part of it, but just inspiration overall. So this whole transition, it definitely took a lot of thought into it. But once it happened, I mean, it happened. I just went ahead and did it. And the connections have been like even more amazing, you know, because of not being in that box, you know. And I mean, it's been absolutely amazing from partnering with Live Nation and Blackstream Live, you know, Kirk Franklin and Sunday School. It has absolutely been an incredible journey so far, and I'm forever grateful. And just knowing that it's amazing how God will give you an idea to change over time so that other opportunities can happen. You know, you can have, you know, this whole idea and this whole blueprint and then put it together and build it up, and it's like, this is it. But then in the course of time, which we can't control, God would just be like, you know what? I got something else planned for you. Let's go ahead and switch it up a little bit. And then when he allows you to do that, it's like, boom, a bigger opportunity comes or something else happens. And I feel like that, you know, I mean, it just happened. And so it has been absolutely an amazing journey so far. I'm loving it.
Man, and we love watching it. It's so dope to just see where your brand is. Even first of all, I didn't meet you when you were just starting. I already met you when your brand was already established. You're number one gospel company in the world.
Hey, yes!
I want to keep saying that because it's the truth. Then you actually you figured out a way to even level it up and now collaborate with all these different brands and all these different organizations, bro. And I think it's completely what we need to see so we can understand that we can actually do the same. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we always watch TV and be like, how did they get on there? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or how did they make that connection? And how do they meet that? How people ask you, Aldrin, how did you get that person on your live on an interview? But, you know, people don't understand. It just takes putting in that work and making sure that your brand is something that people want to buy into. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you've done a good job, man, just solidifying the GA Entertainment brand, Gospel Artist Entertainment brand. And we're excited.
I appreciate you, man. And it takes dedication.
That's right.
Yes.
Now,
it takes dedication.
Talk to us about when you feel, like, discouraged. Do you feel like, all right, everything is going great. Everything is knocking off the park. People are tuning in. The fans are engaging. You're meeting a lot of people. But are there moments that you're like, yo, I don't know if I'm going to continue doing over it?
Absolutely. I've had many of those moments.
Talk to us about
it. Because I feel like, and that's just the human side of an individual. And, you know, so I have many of those moments where I'm like, yo, this is just not working out. Like, I need to try to figure out something out. Or if I can't figure anything out at that moment, I'm like, well, should I even continue to do this? I mean, I would switch it up left and right because I constantly have so many ideas. But I've learned that, you know, over time, you know, it takes time to, you know, be creative and come up with ideas and be able to, you know, really, like, put it together and make them grow. But I've had those moments many a times where I just didn't even want to, I really didn't want to continue doing what I was doing because, you know, I wasn't getting the support behind it or, you know, I wasn't getting the, you know, the engagement. You know, on some days it would be great engagement.
Talk to us about, before you get to support and engagement, let's start with support. What exactly do you require from in terms of feeling supported? What makes you feel supported? What do you need to have from people to feel supported?
So the number one support, when I say, because I mean, support can come in all types of ways. Support can come through social media, reposting your stuff. You know, support can come through, you know, financial, you know, situations where, you know, they'll support you by giving you money. Support can come through, you know, just the small things, not even material things, just an encouragement. So when I look for support, I'm not looking for something that you can give me in return. When I look at support, I'm looking at, if I have this vision and this dream and this goal, the number one support that I need you to do is to speak a word in my life or encourage me and tell me, hey, not to give up, because I have those moments where I want to give up. And it's good. It is so good that, you know, God will remind us that, you know, he's always with us. But I believe God placed certain people in your lives because we're still in the natural, you know, realm. So I believe that God placed people in your lives to push you and boost you and, you know, encourage you and tell you to keep going. And that's the type of support that I look for. Do I get it? I get it sometimes, but do I get it a lot? Absolutely not. But I don't allow the ones who don't support me to stop me from going and moving forward and then just completely disregard the ones that actually do support me. So that's the support that I look for. However, because I am a business, I am a, you know, when you think about the natural, now that was just the spiritual side. You know, I need encouragement, pray for me, you know, lift me up, you know, now that's the spiritual side. Naturally, if you know I got something going on and I'm reaching out to you, I want you to be like, hey, you know what? I mean, if I'm reaching out to you for a certain purpose and a certain reason, that's because I feel like there's something that I can benefit from you. And I feel like there's something you can benefit from me. So as a Black business owner, we look for support as in, okay, hey, can you share this stuff? Can you share this content? Can you repost it? Especially if you are a part of something that I am doing and you don't repost or share anything or don't actually announce about it or anything like that, that's the type of support that I'm looking for, is for you to be able to do that. When you don't do that, then it's like, okay, we kind of got a problem, because why would you be a part of a TV show but you never advertise about it?
Okay. Now, that's another thing. People always want support and they have a hard time showing it.
What up, Bria?
And that's what always bugs me out. Oh, nobody likes my stuff. Do you like anybody else's stuff? Like, I'm just, you know, like, interesting. Just to hear this. But support does go a long way. And it
goes a long way.
Posting, even calling somebody and say, yo, you're doing a dope job.
Absolutely.
It goes a long way. And they, I'm gonna say this.
It doesn't always have to be through social media or monetary. It can be simple stuff like that. Like every now and then be like, hey, you're doing a great job. I love what you're doing. Like that goes a long way. Just that right there make you want to keep doing more and make you want to keep going, you know? Mm-hmm. And people cannot lie and say that, the likes and the shares and the reposts, that don't matter. I beg to differ, because I guarantee you, if you had 300,000 followers and only getting 2 likes and 1 share, you will have a problem.
You will have a problem.
You will have a major problem.
It will be a problem, because a major problem, only because people act like it's not important, but it really is.
It really is.
They try to measure what likes, shares, reposts, and comments equal to as talent. And it really sometimes isn't equal talent. It's just you're really good at pushing, and people are really good, or you may have some fake followers. It could be a lot of stuff that goes down. But genuine, real support and love goes a long way. And pass a like on Instagram sometimes. Because sometimes people feel like, even if you don't support me in real life, I'd rather you just like my stuff on Instagram. But that's not real support.
And real support is not forced. Real support is freely given. I'm gonna say it again. Real support is not forced. Real support is freely given. That means
that
if you genuinely support, love what I do, you're gonna freely support it.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, people can talk about McDonald's all they want to, but I love their fries. So guess what? I'm gonna support McDonald's by going to buy their fries.
Hold on one second.
Nope.
Why are we eating McDonald's French fries?
Listen, McDonald's French fries is from the heavens.
From the heavens? We go cold.
Yes! That French fries is wonderful.
Do you go to McDonald's for the French fries or for the burgers?
Depending on what day it is. Sometimes I go for the burgers, sometimes I go for the French fries, sometimes I go for both.
But I
guarantee you, though, McDonald's getting my support.
Okay, and let me say this. You think McDonald's care if any of us like their pictures on Instagram? They want us to go in there, buy that French fries, and buy that burger. You understand?
Exactly. You know what, though? Because I'm going to tell you what it is. As long as they're getting they're getting service to their franchise, okay. If they know, people cling to social media on anything. What they do on social media, they make posts, they make comments, they make complaints. They report. They do everything on social media. So McDonald's don't care if people are liking and commenting on social media, because you know what? They know that they're automatically going to get it, because McDonald's have built such a big franchise, and it has built such a momentum across the world, and it's so popular to where people they naturally gain their supporters, because people are going to go and get their food. And then what even makes it better is, even if it's just like, even if they have a complaint, people don't understand that when people are on your comment section and they're complaining or they're doing this, do you not know that it's also drawing other traffic from their page to your page? Because it's going to show up in their newsfeed.
Okay.
So the more people that's actually commenting, they may not like nothing what you do, but as long as you're getting that engagement, guess what? It's going to have other people coming to your page that probably have never seen your page. So McDonald's, they are multi-trillion dollar company. They're a multi-billion dollar company. So they don't care.
Yeah.
They care about the money.
Okay.
They care about social media so people can engage with them.
That's okay, because they don't even need it, okay? And even if it was the Instagram, Facebook, YouTube page, and everything right now, McDonald's would still be number one in the world, okay?
Yeah,
if their brand stands alone, it's really sad, because we need to actually not be eating that, okay? Algin, you too.
No,
I'm still gonna eat my McDonald's fries.
All right, so let's jump into this last statement. How important would you say it is to find the right people around you that believe in your dream, right? Like now you have a brand, and if you feel like, you know, you're an entertainer, So now, is it awkward for you to have a relationship with a car dealer? You understand what I'm trying to say? Like a car, like is it like, do you feel like you need to be surrounded by people that are like-minded, or you feel like you could just get along and talk with anybody?
It is definitely important to have people around you with the same mentality and mindset.
Yes!
That you have. I wouldn't be a future millionaire having people that around me that is broke. Because then I'm gonna start getting lazy.
Yes!
Because I'm gonna feed off of their energy. So when it comes down to people, it is very important having people to be able to be in your circle and limit your circle. Everybody don't need to know what you're doing. Everybody don't need to be in your circle, because all it takes is one person to screw up the whole group. So it is very important, because like I said earlier, we need those type of people to support us and to be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to let you give up. You know, I'm going to make sure that you keep going even when you want to keep going. I mean, you don't want to keep going. So it is very important. And you have to understand, like we all have to understand, that when it comes down to these people being in our lives, we feed off of their energy. If you're happy, it's going to make me happy. If you're angry, I'm going to all of a sudden get angry. You know, if you're sad, I'm going to be like, dang, I'm depressed now. Like, I'm sad too. So it's important. I mean, we can't do everything ourselves. We have to have a team, but we have to have a well-established team that wants to see us grow. I remember, I think it was Lonnie Love said, and I can't remember exactly how she said it, but she said it on the lines of, if you are the star, or if you are the center of attention or the artist, and you have a team, your team needs to be the one that pushes you. If you got somebody else in the team that is trying to be where you are, they don't need to be in your team, because now it's become a competition.
Okay.
And now they, what it is they're going to try to do whatever it takes to stop you from getting where you're trying to go, and they're going to try to hinder that. You don't need people yes. like that. So get you a team where they're focused, because people don't understand and realize, if you're a part of my team and I'm at the top, I finally get to the top, then once I'm at the top, whatever you got going on, now it's time for me to pursue. But you helped me get there first, because I brought you on my team.
Have that loyalty. And what happens is, when they get to the top, they forget about some of them people that was rocking with them in the beginning. And then they start to find new circles. And then they start to, because it, again, it goes into the like-minded individualness, because now some people probably feel like, even though you helped me, you're just not really on my level. So I don't want to be around you no more. But I think sometimes that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because I do see some people get the wrong end of the stick and they've been there rocking. However, if you don't know how to adjust, if you rock me for 6 years and you still got the same 6 years ago mentality, you're going to have to start to pack up your things. You understand what I'm
saying? So, hey, sometimes you got to clean house. You got to clean house. I can't be in 2021 and you still in 1994.
No. Hey, that's 100% facts.
No, we got to keep it moving. We got to keep. But it's all about being on the same mindset. I guarantee you, people like Wendy Williams, Ella DeGeneres, Steve Harvey, these people that have like these different shows, it's their team that's making everything happen. And they trust their team. That's why they're so successful with their shows, because they have a team that understands that they are the star. They are the ones that we're pushing. But what I love about them is they still highlight their team. And they still say, hey, you know what? I want to give a shout out to my team. They pan the camera on them and they like, listen, they do a great work. They do hard work. They make things happen for me. If it wasn't for them, I would not be where we are today. And so that allows their team to have more publicity. So somebody that may not even know who they were before is like, Oprah Winfrey became successful because of their team. Let me see if I can try to, you know, reach out to her team and see what they can do for me. I mean, you know, it's just all about, you know, waiting your time. But if you know that it's somebody's season, don't try to cut their season off to make yours grow.
Absolutely. Man, Aldrin.
Yes.
You on here just talking all of these gems. And you know what? I'm going to have to start to let y'all drop that Cash App because he's going to have to start charging. Because you're really just dropping a lot of gems. And you have to surround yourself around like-minded individuals. And you got to do the work.
Yeah.
And everything that you said is 100% true. And thank you so much for coming on here and keeping it real.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. And always an honor.
We're going to take it all the way to the top, and we're going to keep talking until we catch exactly what we're looking for. All right? I'll just let everybody know what you're working on and where they can find you and everything that you need us to know.
So, as I mentioned earlier, I did partner with Live Nation and Blackstream Live. Shout out to Kirk Franklin and Run Hill for the opportunity.
Yes.
So if you are not tuned in, make sure you tune into Sunday School, which airs on Twitch TV. That is Twitch.tv/Blackstream Live, I believe. But it's Twitch TV. You can go on GA Entertainment page and you will see all of the, you know, different content pertaining to Sunday School. Tune in, y'all. It is absolutely incredible. It is amazing. I'm telling you, it is so much fun. It's hosted by Myron Butler, and so you can definitely tune in for that. So I'm really excited about that partnership. And then what else do I have coming up? I have something special that is coming up really, really soon. And it has to do with a tour. So y'all stay tuned for that.
All right. Well, listen, Aldrin ain't playing with y'all out here, okay?
Yes.
He's not playing. All right.
No.
Aldrin, thank you so much for coming on here. We got GA Entertainment founder and CEO on the live, Mr. Aldrin McCullough. Again, it's a pleasure having you on Black Culture.
Thank you, Jersey. Y'all shout out to Jersey. Y'all make sure y'all follow him as well and you know all of that good stuff and get to his Cash App too.
You know what? Absolutely. I'm broke. You know what? Thank you, Aldrin. I appreciate you. And we'll definitely see you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Aldrin McCullough, everybody. GA Entertainment. So that was Aldrin McCullough. And again, he keeps it all the way real. And this is why I got him on the show. Because he don't play no games, right?
Nope.
In this world, you need people that are really going to keep it real. I'm tired of the phoniness. I'm tired of the unrealistic, you know, visions. And sometimes you just got to be around people that really get it, all right? Let's actually get on the line with someone that gets it from Marrying Millions. We got Mr. Rodney Foster in the building today. So let's get him on the live, all right? We're about to get into Rodney. Hey, there we go. What's up, Mr. Foster?
What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. Welcome back to Black Culture Breakdown.
I appreciate you having me.
Of course, of course. All right, so if you guys don't know, Rodney has been on the first season, and now he's back, and we're definitely going to just catch up with where we left off the last time. I'm actually super excited. That because we don't really get to do that too much here on Black Culture and check in with people that we've had previously. So how you feeling today, man?
I'm good. What about yourself?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. We're just trying to get everything rolling. This pandemic has been ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? But we're just pushing through. We're alive, so I'm just being grateful for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's thank goodness, you know, everybody's getting vaccinated. I got my first shot.
Okay.
A couple of weeks, you know, about a week and a half ago. So the second one is due like the 24th. So
look forward to that,
you know.
And you just got your first shot. Talk to us about why you decided to get the shot and then how, if you're feeling any side effects or anything like that, talk to us.
Well, I decided to get the shot because I'm always on the go and I just want to be protected, you know, so. It was the right thing to do for me, you know, to get protected because I am always, you know, running back and forth. And when I did get the shot, you know, I didn't have any side effects. My arm was just sore a little bit. That was it. They tell me the second shot is what gives you like the chills and all that. So I'm just looking, you know, preparing myself for that.
So when do you, now which one did you get, Pfizer?
Yeah, I got the Pfizer, yeah.
Got you. Now I heard that the Johnson & Johnson is on stop order.
I know, that's what, you know, I heard as well, because I was talking to my mother about it, and she was going to get the Johnson & Johnson because it was just one shot. And then that is, you know, a hole now, so I guess she got to go with Moderna or Pfizer, you know, so she can get her, you know. So what about yourself?
So would you recommend, is it your recommendation to get, now you've been through it, was it your recommendation for everyone to go out and get the shot?
I mean, I feel like everybody should do what's best for them. You know, some people feel like, well, it's not enough research done. I'm gonna wait some time to get it done, you know. So I feel like, you know, you have to do what's best for you. You know your body, and you know, everybody's still kind of skeptical about everything. So I just feel like, you know, you have to do what's best for you.
Got it.
You and your family.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, you heard it from Mr. Rodney Foster. You do what's best for you. You.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So now, Rodney, man, you are a busy man. You are out here working. First of all, you are on a show, a hit show called Married in Millions, which premieres on Lifetime, right? Yes. And actually, are you still, you're season three, season two?
Well, the season two ended 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we're just waiting to see what they're going to do about season three.
We're going to wait to see what they do about season three. So let me ask, before we even get into the season, are you looking forward and hoping that there is a season three?
I mean, I'm looking forward that it's a season three because people asking for it. Like, you know, I go on, you know, social media or just Google, and people like, okay, when is season three coming back? You know, stuff like that, you know. So, I mean, I'm looking for season three, but, you know, for me, you know, it has to be the right price.
Yes!
The money. Just got to pack up your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Rodney, now, talk to us just about reality TV in general. You did two seasons of this show. Oh, official Adam Rick says we need a season three, okay? Okay. But you put out two seasons of this reality show, and this is your first reality. You haven't done any other shows previously, correct?
Well, I made like a appearance on a Braxton Family Values before, but it wasn't about me. It was more focused on them because that's their show. This show was more focused on me. Yeah, so I want to say this is like my official,
your official show. Breakthrough. Got you. So now somebody said, "Dude, turn on your lights." My lights are on.
Now,
in terms of what you actually were able to accomplish on that show, I feel like first of all, it takes a long time and a really lot of work to get renewed, right? So the fact that you were even able to get first season, number one, to even get picked up, then you got a second season. Let's pray and keep our fingers crossed to get number three. But you've come a long way. You're almost like a veteran and an OG in these reality streets.
Well, no, I'm not going to say, I mean, you know, because, I mean, look at, like, some of the housewives, they're, like, 13 seasons in. You know, some of the Love and Hip Hop shows, they're 10, 11 seasons in, you know. So, I mean, this is, it's still, you know, almost new to me, but, I'm kind of, like, used to it. But it's still all kind of, like, you know, new with, you know, with social media, like everybody DMing me, you know, so I read a lot of DMs that I get. And, you know, I can sit at home all day and just be entertained off the DMs. So, you know, that's like new, you know, as far as, you know, what I'm experiencing.
What's your experience? So now, when you actually did the show, did you know fame will come? Like right now, there's almost 70 people on this live tuning in to watch you and to hear what you have to say. Did you know that just in addition to being a businessman, you will also become a star, a celebrity, and now you have all of these people that are tuned into what you're doing?
I mean, well, the show that I'm on, again, is called Marrying Millions, and not too many people knew about the show. And this is my first season. I'm only on season two.
Okay.
So as me and Desiree came on there, we were the first Black people on the show. And we brought a different audience to the show. So me doing the show, I never thought that, you know, I would get the attention that I get now, because I didn't think, you know, many people would be tuning into it. You know, as, you know, I talked to this about some of my friends, like from day one when we started this, is that I never would have thought what it is now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say that you've definitely helped take that, because I didn't watch that show before, you know what I'm saying? I definitely started tuning in, because I know that you were, even though I had you on first season, I just kept watching. You know, you're Black, okay? We like to support Black people.
Yeah. So I'm, well, you know, we got to support each other.
We have to, okay? But, you know, I know that you began your career in real estate, right? Before you actually went ahead and founded your wine company. But before you got into the wine company, bring us back to the real estate bug. How important is it for just people that need advice right now? How important is it for us to own property in real estate?
I mean, anything that you own is important. I don't care if it's real estate. You know, if you own your own brand or whatever it is, owning anything is important for us. Because, you know, now, right now, we have the opportunity as African Americans, so many opportunities out here now for us that was not in the past. So just starting your own business is a great idea. So not just real estate is always a great thing that, you know, have, but if you're not into real estate, owning anything that you have, even if it's like, say, starting your own business or going back to school, getting that degree, is a great thing right now for us as, you know, African American people.
Of course, of course. Absolutely. Definitely talking gems. Okay. And he's dropping them for free, everybody. So,
And I just want to say, because, you know, like now, because I'm in a beverage business, and down in Atlanta, they doing a lot of the wine and spirit stores. They have sections now just for Black-owned brands. In the past, they didn't ever do that. But it's just, you know, a good thing now that, you know, when people walk in, because they supporting Black-owned businesses, and people like, well, can I get a Black-owned vodka or wine or whatever the case may be? And they have that section right there. They can go right to the section. So, you know, right now it's a great opportunity to start that business. Go back to school if you haven't already done it.
Absolutely.
Or buy at home.
You got to get that education and go ahead and buy that property. If it's a property, don't mean just something where you live. It can mean a business that's yours. It can, you know what I'm saying? Anything that's yours, just make sure you go ahead and get that if it's yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
A car, a house, anything that you can, you know, sell and be able to keep as monetary. And I think people don't understand that. Now, I'm looking through here, and this quote is so epic. If money can't buy love, what sitting here, okay? When you told Miss Desiree Hall that, I felt like it was the most realest statements that anybody can make, because it applies to most of these ladies out here. How important as a Black man is it, I need a yellow light. How important as a Black man is it for you to be financially stable, you know what I'm saying, in order for you to keep your queen good?
I mean, it's very important for all of us to be financially stable, you know. I mean, I don't care if you Black, red, white, yellow. It's important for all of us to be financially stable. And, you know, because when we went through this whole COVID thing, a lot of people was not working. A lot of people was losing their homes. They were losing their cars. I mean, you know, because they lost their jobs. People didn't know how they was going to feed their family. So if you are financially stable, you know, during that time, it can still be a little rough, but you can get through it. I mean, we all got through it, but it won't be a point like, oh my God, I'm about to lose my car because I can't pay my car note, or I'm about to lose my home because I can't pay my mortgage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, it's just not the, you know, as Warren Buffett says, you know, because I read a lot of things he said, never depend on one income.
Mm.
You know, because if that one income is gone, you got other incomes coming in. And that's how you generate wealth, by having multiple incomes. And, you know, I tell a lot of, you know, street young dudes that I know that, you know, I break it down to them, like, how do you think Jay-Z is so rich?
Okay.
Because he has all these businesses that's bringing in all this money. Like Diddy, how he's so rich. He has, like, the music. He has real estate. Sean John, you know, he's just, he has a lot of companies that, you know, Revolt TV, that brings in so much income. So you got to have multiple income these days to not just say you want to be rich, but just to be free and do things on your time when you want to do it.
Absolutely. Now, when you made that statement to Rick, what was your intention behind that statement? Like, what was it? What was the point you were trying to get across?
Well, you know, I'm honestly, it wasn't no point. I'm gonna tell you the honest. We was filming all day, and things that her and I had already discussed and resolved in the past, she bring it up, and it kind of like threw me off guard, because I'm like, I thought we put that to bed. And now you bringing it back up, and it's getting to the point, like, now you keep badgering me about it. Mm. And again, we was filming all day, and I was ready to go anyway. And, you know, I was just really getting, like, an attitude behind the whole situation, because I felt like you keep bringing up something that is in the past, because they don't show everything that we said in the scenes. And, you know, a couple of things I said was like, you know, if you want to stay in the past, you can stay in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they don't show a lot of that. But again, it was just me being frustrated with that whole scene right there. And okay, I'm like, you know, if you want to keep bringing this up, then I'm going to start taking the gloves off a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and telling you how I really feel.
Got it. Got it. So now, there's a race from Brooklyn, and you're from D.C. So how were you guys able to even bring it back to the beginning? How did you guys meet?
Well, we met, you know, she lives in L.A. now. She's been living in L.A. for 10 years.
Mm.
And then my publicist was living in L.A., and they lived in the same building. And I was doing an event out in L.A., and I went to my publicist's house, and Desiree was over there as well, and we met each other in passing, and that's how everything started.
Got it, got it. All right, people want to know right now, are you still with Desiree?
Ooh. No.
Hold on a second. Desiree,
no.
Are you serious?
Positive.
What happened?
I mean, you know, for me, again, you know, I'm like laid back. And sometimes it takes a lot for me to just really get upset. And when you start disrespecting my mother, you know, I have an issue with that. And the reason why I have an issue with that is because it's, for one, it's my mother.
Of course.
And number two, my mother has, you know, she sacrificed a lot for me, you know. Like, I'm, you know, I'm the only child, and my mother, like, when I was probably like 5, 6 years old, you know, my mom, she was a battered woman by my biological father. And, you know, as I was getting older, she was telling me these things that she was taking the beatings that was meant for me.
Mm.
So when I hear those things, it's like, okay, you was protecting me, and you have done a lot for me. Now I gotta do the same for you, and I'm not gonna let nobody come off the street and just disrespect you in front of me.
Of course.
So it was just to the point that you don't have no respect for me or my family. So, you know, you got to go.
Now, wow. I think we're all confused right now. we didn't expect that. All right, so there's no more Desiree. So now, how does that work for season three then, if there is a season three? How would that work?
You got to stay tuned.
I need the businessman. Make sure y'all stay tuned.
Yes.
Got to stay tuned.
So let me ask you this now, Rob. Are you getting ready to back out in the market and getting ready to date again? Or
I'm definitely focusing on my business. You know, as far as expansion, then I'm getting ready to look into launching this tequila. So right now it's just about focus on my business and other projects that I want to do outside of the wine business. So those are things that I'm really focusing on now. And plus, you know, just me going back and forth to LA. So I want to spend more time in LA than I am in DC. So I'm planning those routes now. Like I'm going to LA on Thursday. I'm doing the gifting suites for the Oscars. So okay. I'm taking care of business out there as well too.
First of all, we clapping it up. That's a big deal. So, man, let's get to the wine company and everything that you are focused on. Explain to everybody exactly how to pronounce the name, number one.
It's called Edelheiss.
Edelheiss.
Yeah.
So what does it stand for?
Edelheiss stands for Royal, Noble, and Posh. Okay. E-D-E-L means Royal, yes. Noble, and H-E. Royal Noble, H-E-I-S-S, means white in, you know, German. It's a twist to the famous Swiss flower Edelweiss. And it's a flower that grows in Switzerland in the Alps. And it's called Edelweiss, and it's a song called the Sound of Music Edelweiss. But I wanted to come up with a name that was surrounding Switzerland because this is where I was introduced to the type of wine that I have. So it's a play on the name Edelweiss, Edelheiss.
Edelweiss. But there you go.
It's yes. Nice.
And I feel like it's definitely genius because it doesn't sound like anything else that nobody else got because there's so many brands out there and it's so difficult figuring out how to stand alone. And I feel like you figured that out. You understand? And you've done an excellent job.
Not even just with the name. It was just basically, you know, with the packaging, you know, how can we be different from the other brands out there? Because again, like you just said, it's a million brands already out there. And that's just like anything you want to do. If you want to make t-shirts, it's a million t-shirts out there. How can my t-shirts be different from the t-shirts that's already there? Because if it's a million t-shirts out there, people are like, well, why am I going to buy this t-shirt when I was always buying this t-shirt, you know? So it's just about standing out amongst the crowd.
Absolutely, that's 100%.
Yes!
Definitely standing out amongst the crowd. So now, what exactly is next for Edelweiss?
Edelweiss.
What is next for Edelweiss? So now you're doing the Oscars, and I'm assuming that everyone's gonna be drinking that comfortably in the Oscars. But what? When you get to that, what could be next?
I mean, you know, I'm still, you know, it's just all still about branding. A couple of people reached out to me about some major artists, you know, doing product placement and, you know, mm-hmm. their videos. So, you know, I'm looking into that. And one of the young ladies that reached out to me about, you know, a female rapper down in Atlanta, they doing a video this Friday, which I can't, you know, I don't think I can be able to do it because it's so much short notice. Like, you know, I got to turn around and try to ship everything, you know, to Miami on Friday when I'm trying to get ready for the Oscars this Friday as well. So, you know, just really just expanding a brand and continuously just growing and learning about, you know, my brand and where do I want to take it at, you know. So just doing that. And again, I'm looking to, you know, launch a tequila as well too. So
I think the killers get busy, and they think that I'm not a wine. I love hard. I'm getting a headache. Edo, why gonna give me a headache?
No, let me tell you, like, I had people who said red wine gives them headaches. All my products are organic, for one. Okay. People say red wine gives me headaches. And when they tried my red wine, they did not get any headaches. I was doing an event with Nene Leakes last year. Well, not last year, like a year and a half ago before COVID. And one of the young ladies was like, I don't drink sparkling white wine because the bubbles give me headaches. But she said, I'm just going to try it anyway, and I'm going to email you and let you know. So she emailed me the next day and said, hey, I did not get a headache. So you got a, you know, a supporter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my products, you know, again, they're all organic. And, you know, I just think because, you know, my products are made in Germany, that they not spray with any pesticides or anything, that people are just really enjoying the products. And, you know, fortunately, it's not giving them headaches that I have heard of yet, you know, so thank goodness for that.
Well, you know what? I'm glad ain't no headaches. And since it don't give no headaches. All right.
What I want to touch on, because I was listening to the other interview with the other guy.
He was
talking about supporting.
Mm.
And this is what I want to say about, you know, we supporting each other.
We throw that
Black Lives Matter out there, and we throw this out there, we throw that out there. I think sometimes people do it because it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But no, actuality, we don't support each other like we should support each other.
Yes.
And I'm gonna give you a perfect example who doesn't know Kris Jenner.
Okay.
I have sent Kris Jenner product. She posted. I have got things from Kris Jenner that I posted, and she reposted every time. Kris Jenner has 34 million followers.
Mm.
I sent product to African American celebrities. Not, you know, some, you know, don't get a thank you.
Mm.
Don't post or nothing. So that's what I'm saying, how sometimes we say, you know, let's do this and let's do that as far as our community. But we really don't do that. You know, I think it just sounds good for the moment. And I really hope that we really get to the point that we want to see everybody win. You know, I had posted.
I think, Rodney, the problem is people get upset when they realize that it's not them. You know, so it's a jealousy thing that goes in something inside of here that they can't support the other members of their same, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I've never understood.
Think it's also that people, a lot of people are followers.
Mm.
They want to support what's popping or what's hot. Like, say if you decide you want to start a clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
But your friend's going to still go buy Gucci and Louis Vuitton before they buy your product because that's what's hot. That's what make them look good in front of the next person. You know, even like some, you know, Black businesses that say, like a young lady, she making some earrings or something, knowing I'm not going to wear them, but I buy them and just give them to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm showing my support. Like a friend of mine, she made candles. And I already had the Jo Malone candles in my house. So to show my support, I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy 5 candles from you, but I give them out as gifts to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't matter what I do with them, as long as I buy them.
Mm-hmm. And how is it though that, like, I'm just stuck on the Kris Jenner statement that you just made, because that's, you know, I have to just go back to that, because it's mind blowing that it took for someone of that. And I bet you now, because Kris Jenner reposted, now everybody wants to kind of jump on a bandwagon, right? Because that's usually how it always goes. Oh, you know, but like you said, when it's hot. But how does something become hot? It takes for everyone supporting it. Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Dolce, all of these brands are not black. And black people, I'm not saying are the only people that make these brands thrive, but we push these brands on another, we put them in rap songs. We, you understand? Like, we do a lot.
Yes.
So what is it? What is the disconnect that people don't want to support something from the ground up?
Well, I think it's because, like I said, you know, it to me is that people, you know, sometimes we like to impress people. And you'd rather impress somebody with a Gucci jacket on than a jacket no one never heard of before. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, like, and thank God I do have, you know, people who support me and just give you, you know, it's like one of my family members a couple of years ago, they always was drinking Moet, which is fine.
Okay.
you know, you drink what you do because I'm going to be successful anyway.
Okay.
But I have a sparkling white wine just as comparable as a Moet. But you keep posting all these Moet bottles on social media, but not have not once at that time bought one bottle of my sparkling white wine.
And these are your and these are people you call your friends.
But this is a family member.
Family member.
Yeah, and like I told that family member, see, you can call me for a case of wine, but you can't call Moet. You don't even know who the owners are. You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, that Moet is not doing nothing. I mean, even though I really won't be doing nothing for you, but we family. So you should definitely be supporting, you know? But like I say, it's all good. But that was just an example, you know, of how we do sometimes.
Definitely.
Because you know, it looks good for the gram.
It does look good for the gram. It's clout. It's clout.
Yes.
You know, and I'm learning that even the older I get, I see some people, you would think that that would go out the drain the older you get, and it's just not the case.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say, because I mean, I do it sometimes too, you know, but I still support people. But, you know, sometimes I be feeling myself and want to flex sometimes, you know. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, my intention is still pure, and I do support people that I do know. You know, even the people around me that don't have any business, I keep telling them, start your own business. Do something besides working a 9-to-5 every day.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, they, I mean, it's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with it, but you still want to have something else going for yourself just besides a 9-to-5.
Absolutely. If you want to be able to have something greater than
just a
check, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
100% facts.
Because I don't know any people who got rich off a just a regular 9-to-5.
I don't know. Okay. And you know, unless you were a lawyer and you went in case. Something like that. And that's not even considered to be a 9-to-5. But talk about flexing. I saw your billboard and, you know, that. Now, talk to us. Was that the first billboard placement?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was, you know, I never even thought that at this moment it would be possible. Because, you know, especially where it was at, it was, you know, it was in, you know, L.A. on one of the busiest streets in L.A. And just to have it there, because most of those billboards are already bought throughout the year through like Netflix, Kylie Jenner, HBO, all them big companies. Those billboards are basically purchased through the whole year. But I just happened to be able to slide in through one that was available. So I just took the opportunity and, you know, grabbed it. And, you know, it was a great experience because I never thought that, you know, they sent me like how the billboard would look, but actually to see it in person, I did not think it was going to be that big. I mean, not big, like big to me, but it was just like the size big, you know.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so it was a great experience.
Of course. So let me ask you, did you see an increase or in your business because of that billboard? Talk to us on the business tip. Like, does all of those things help elevate the brand?
They do help elevate the brand because, for one, it's, you know, you bring an awareness to the brand. My goal was to do it because I could have did it in Washington, D.C., where I live at. But considering that I'm trying to do more business out in L.A., so I said, let me do it out in L.A. because I'm trying to do more business out in L.A. So I made some great contacts from that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes having great contacts is almost better than making money off something. Because those contacts can take you a long way.
Yes!
Okay, that's 100% facts. 100% facts, contacts. And, you know, now I'm going to say, let's end it with this. If you can say something nice about Miss Desiree, what did you say that you've learned in your journey with Desiree this entire time? About in life and in business, what did you learn from Desiree?
Well, in life, I've learned that, I mean, actually, she's a great person. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. She's a great person. But in life, I've learned that I don't know. You know how your parents say, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it. Oh. I mean, I'm just trying to still be nice about it, you know. But I mean, as far as business, I mean, you know, she didn't do anything to help me with my business. I mean, just, you know, on the show, bringing more awareness to my business is a great thing. But as far as life, you know, we'll always still be friends, you know. Not friends like we used to be, but we'll still be, you know, cool.
Still be cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Rodney, man, you came on here again for the second time, and you were excellent. Appreciate you coming on and dropping these gems. And he did it for free, everybody. So he's going to drop his Cash App, and you can start sending him his money. So tell us, man, what we should be on the lookout for, what you got coming up, or anything that we just need to know.
Again, I'm, you know, just expanding the Edel Heights business and, you know, looking to launch a tequila. And I'm also working on now to develop my own TV production shows. Mm. So that's why I was saying that outside of the wine things I'm working on.
Okay. Well, listen, don't sleep on Rodney. You see him in front of the TV now, but he might be behind some TV shows in the future.
Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm working on. You know, it's all about, you know, making the right connections. And, you know, this is my first time ever doing anything like this. So, you know, I'm just learning about getting writers on board, you know, getting a production company on board, you know. So I'm learning about those things now. So I have a couple of documentaries that I want to put together. And one of them I want to sell it to Lifetime, and the other one I want to sell it to Netflix. So those are the things I'm working on now, besides the wine.
Got it. Well, you know what? We are here to support you in everything that you do. We will be supporting your wine. We will be supporting you on season 3 of Marrying Millions, and if it comes back. And we will definitely just be on the lookout for whatever shows you are putting into work. Ronnie, you were excellent.
I appreciate it.
For coming on.
Appreciate
again. It. Of course. Well, everybody, Mr. Rodney, all right, and I hope that you guys keep supporting his wine, but he is a friend to the show, and we'll definitely see you again soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. All right,
Rodney,
deuces. All right, so that was Rodney from Marrying Millions, everybody. And I'm going to say that that interview was super dope because he dropped a lot of gems for free. Okay? As a matter of fact, y'all can start to follow me now, too, because that's free. Okay? I am your boy, Jersey. I do this show called Black Culture the Breakdown every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right?
Yes!
And I'm here to just drop gems and educate our people. Last week, I had a Jackson on, okay? Understand what Black royalty is. This week, we had Ronnie on. Kirk from Floribama Show was supposed to be on, but he wasn't able to make it today. But he'll be back tomorrow for, what's it called again when I do that thing again? What's it called again when I do a thing again on a Monday? A revival.
Yes.
You will be here for a revival. Woo! Get it together, Jersey. But please, make sure y'all follow me. It's free, okay? It's free 99, and I do like to support and show love back. Rodney was super dope. Gospel Artist Entertainment was super dope, and we learned a lot today. Let's just keep supporting Black businesses. Let's keep supporting people that's doing the work, and let's really just tap into this next level of what belongs to us, okay? I ain't gonna be taking no prisoners out here in 2021. All right, y'all? I am your boy, Jersey. And I'm going to say this as my final words. Make sure you commit to your words. If you say you're going to do something, make sure you do it. Sick and tired of people not committing to their words out here, okay?
Nope.
I'm not having it no more. All right, y'all. I'm your boy, Jersey. I'm out for real, though. Deuces!